the hearings on that are now implicating the White House as having foreknowledge of this whole ordeal.
Yeah, apparently one of them emailed a senator up there or something.
Now, isn't it interesting that we don't see any coverage of that in the mainstream media?
No, you won't.
No, of course not. You know, where's our daily garbage can liner?
Oh, yeah, like you say, you know, you just, that, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard that one on Gun Talk, so, you know.
Well, I found it out from some of my sources. You know, I subscribe to a number of news services where I get live feeds.
Yeah.
And it's all over them, but, you know, none of the mainstream wants to pick that up.
Yeah. Well, I just wonder, I mean, you know, how far can you really go with it anyway with, you know, the Justice Department where it is now? I don't, you know, what are they going to do, go after their self?
Well, you know? Actually, the Senate committee can issue subpoenas for them to testify, and if in their testimony they find out that laws have been broken, the Senate itself can have these people arrested and prosecuted.
Well, that'd be nice.
Well, we got to do something because the Department of Justice under Holder has become nothing more than a politically correct joke.
Oh, yeah, well.
You know, pretty much the same way this whole administration is.
Yeah.
Okay,
anyway,
well.
Anyway, let me get off this line and I'll, so you can get your other caller, and I sure appreciate your program and everything, and sorry to hear about Chris Hartz.
Yeah, it's a sad thing.
Yeah, I had a Marine Corps joke he loved. So.
Oh, okay. Well, Chris was a good guy.
He was Chris. He was a nice guy.
And it's too bad.
Yeah.
You know, I guess we all have our time, but gosh, he's only 62, you know, compared to me, he was just a kid.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you, Rich.
You bet.
And we're going to go right over to line five to Mike in Bandon. Mike, thanks for holding. Welcome to the Jim Bice Show.
Thank you, Jim. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Looks like we're busy today, people calling in. What you got some ideas on what we can do with this bunch of crooks back in Washington?
Man, I am so frustrated with those guys. They're just a waste of an American skin, you know what I mean? But I just wanted to let you know that I think the reason people don't call you until after 4 o'clock is most of us are just working stiffs, paying all the bills for those people up there to spend and waste our money.
Well, you know, you probably got a real good point there that hadn't occurred to me. That's probably true.
Yeah, we all get off at 4 o'clock, you know, and we don't want to waste our employer's time by ripping them off by being on the phone, so we call after we get off work. So.
Yeah, in other words, you're not like the government employees that don't mind wasting the employer's time, right?
No.
Yeah, that's a good point, Mike. You know, a lot of people do get off at 3:30 or 4 o'clock, and I, you know, if somebody's working, listening to the radio or streaming us on the internet, it's pretty hard for them to use their employer's nickel to talk to me, and I don't blame them. I think that's just the basic honesty of the majority of the people that listen to this show.
That's what I think. That's why you get a flood of calls after 4 o'clock. So
yeah, I think you're probably right. You know, I feel extremely humbled by the people that listen to this show. You know, as I'm out in the community doing things, I run into people all the time, and I am impressed by the knowledgeability and the honesty and the integrity of a lot of my listeners. I feel extremely fortunate. So,
well, you should. You do a good job, and just keep it up, and we thank you, and I'm going to go back to listening to you, all right?
Okay, well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate the comments. I want to switch gears just a little bit here. I'll give you the headline talking point, and then we need to take a short break. The county health director wants to ban smoking at the Coos County Fair. And I want to discuss this a little bit when we come back. I think this is another example of government overreach. And I'm sure that some of you out there have got some views on that too. But we're going to take a short break. During this break, I want to give away, it's a free ice cream cone at the shop. The shop's located down at 134 South Broadway in Coos Bay. It's right on the main drag. It's where the old Quiznos used to be. They've got greeting cards and specialty gifts and ice cream cones and all sorts of neat stuff in there. It's kind of a neat place to go and wander around. But they've got really good ice cream cones, Umpqua ice cream. And the flavors change periodically. I was down there last week and had one. But I'm going to give away what it is, a business card from the shop. And on the back, it's stamped with the Jim Bice Show. And if you take that in to the shop and present that to them, they will give you a free ice cream cone. And I'm going to give that away to the third caller. Caller number three at 541-267-2124. Dial the phone right now. We're going to take a break. I'll be right back.
Do your vehicle's brakes have you reaching for your ears? How about that? Sound familiar? But where do you get? Or those squealing brakes? Instead of, get on in to Tom and Gigg's Auto Body, Muffler, and Brakes in Empire. Tom and Gigg's has over 35 years of service knowledge and expertise. They're your complete brake and exhaust specialists. Now featuring spray-on bedliners by Permatech, guaranteed not to fade. Tom and Gigg's Auto Body, Muffler, and Brakes on Schoenemann, across from 7-Eleven in Empire.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
Have you been feeling confused and bummed out about all the nonsense happening in the world today? Well, now there's help for you and others like you. The NLA, National Lobotomy Association, offers free-to-you, government-funded lobotomy so you too can be a liberal Democrat. This will alleviate the confusion of contradictory agendas and the guilt associated with constant media lies and deceptions. Just call 800-GET-DUMB. That's 800-GET-DUMB and become a liberal Democrat today.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. Boy, those cards for the ice cream cone go fast. As soon as I went off the air, the phone started lighting up, and we gave that away almost instantly. So we'll do it again next week. So we give away one of those every week. And the people that get them, I've yet to hear a complaint about the ice cream cone. I know I eat them. They're great. Anyway, I want to talk about this thing that's going on. The director of the county health director wants to ban smoking at the Coos County Fair. Now, remember, this is the same wacko anti-smoking Nazi that leaned on the city of Coos Bay and convinced that bunch of cruds that they should pass a no-smoking ordinance in Mingus Park. Now, I don't have a problem with people not wanting to smoke in various places. I think that's fine. I'm not here to support smoking in any way, shape, or form. But the thing that bothers me about government getting involved, and especially this whack job woman out at the county, using force of government to impose her own version of morality on the rest of us. Now, my attitude is that if people want to ban smoking in parks or ban smoking at the fair or any place else, put it on a ballot, let the people decide. But to have a government employee, which is what this woman is, use the power of her office, the full power of government, to dictate to the rest of us how we should live, I think that's totally unconscionable. In my opinion, that woman ought to be taken out, put in stocks, and horsewhipped. And I hope that somebody tells her that. I would be happy to give her time on the air to explain to me and to everybody else just why in the hell she should be able to use the power of her office on my nickel to dictate my morality. Shouldn't that be up to the people? That's just like the Coos Bay City Council. That bunch of gutless wonders caved in and enacted an ordinance They should have put it to a vote of the people. Let the people decide. It's our parks. It's our fair. It's our lives. Let us decide. If the people decide that they don't want smoking in the parks or they don't want smoking at the fair, that's fine. Because we're the ones that own this country and this county and this city. It's not the tin horn representatives or employees that own it, and it's not their job to dictate to us how we should live. What do we got here? Ah, we got Ronnie out in Fairview. Ronnie, welcome to the Jim Bice Show. It's good to hear from you.
Well, it's good to talk to you, Jim. Have I got you?
You got it.
Okay. First, this lady you're discussing, I think your listeners would like to know that the county commissioners earned in the range of $60,000 a year with full benefits.
That's correct.
You're discussing makes $68,000 a year with full benefits.
Oh, okay.
She does believe that it is her job, it is her mission, it is her commitment to control what she believes is the health of every individual in this county.
And you hit the right word there, Ronnie. It's control. Her job is not to control anything. She works for us. We don't work for her.
Well, there are some people who have an opinion on that, Jim, that you and I wouldn't share.
I'm sure. I'm sure.
On the smoking at the fair, I saw the article that came out about the associate of hers over in Bandon, and the Bandon is going to the council, and we should have, you know, no smoking at the fair. I'm happy to say I haven't smoked in a lot of years, but I did smoke.
Right.
I have no problem being around smokers whatsoever. The fair is a complete open-air venue, with the exception of the buildings, which, of course, already don't have smoking. And I was at the fair just a few days ago. I probably saw 3 cigarettes in 3 hours.
Oh, my God. It's a movement. It's going to be a catastrophe. You saw 3 cigarettes in several hours?
Yes.
Oh, my God, we're all going to die.
I know. I stepped quickly away. I'm not one of the people who believe that secondhand smoke is going to kill you, and I don't think there's any way they can ascertain that because of all the other pollutants in the environment. I don't see how, I know they say it, but I don't see how they could, you know, come up with a quantitative, qualitative estimate of that being the case or not being the case because, if you look at the car emissions or look at the emissions coming from Fukushima that nobody talks about,
there's
so much in the air, you know, that the cigarettes aren't going to be a problem, especially, you know, in a place where the wind blows.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing. In the open air outside, it is the most ludicrous and asinine idea that I think anybody's ever come up with, that this is somehow going to be harmful. Now, yeah, if we were cooped up in a small room with 47 smokers and one non-smoker, I could see a problem.
Yeah, but, get rid of the non-smoker, okay?
Yeah, really. But, you know, the science itself is extremely questionable. I've read a number of these studies, most of which, about 90% of these so-called new studies, are nothing more than a rehash of the information from previous studies with different weights on different things to give them different outcomes. So those are questionable at best. But let's just assume, for the sake of argument, that secondhand smoke is indeed harmful. How harmful is it outside? And I guess the next question one has to ask, this whack job woman at the county that we're paying to use the weight of government to determine our behavior, if she gets her way on this, how long is it going to be before she comes out with some attitude that, well, we need to prevent people from smoking in their own homes?
I believe that's already in process.
It is. Well, you know, what's next, Ronnie? Are we going to be arrested for passing gas, for God's sake?
Well, now, be very careful. You know, you got your methane group out there.
That's true. That's true. Well, you know, we're all guilty. You know, we're all breathing and exhaling CO2. You've heard my announcement that I play on the show here about...
I just heard it. I thought it was hysterical. because we share your view entirely. You know, the thought that carbon dioxide could be a problem is past extreme.
Well, did anybody ever stop and consider the fact that plants feed on carbon dioxide? If we don't have enough carbon dioxide, all the plants die, and consequently all the rest of us die too.
Well, yes, but they don't want to bother with that.
Oh, is that one of those inconvenient facts?
Yes, you grasped it completely.
Oh, my God. You know, it's such a bummer when you've got an agenda that's all touchy-feely and warm and fuzzy, and somebody comes along and lays a fact on you and just blows the whole thing up.
Except they don't feel it.
I know.
They're impervious to facts.
Well, obviously. Well, you know, I can think of lots of things to say, but the terminology I can't use on the air. but... Yeah, I actually I've got an item here that I wanted to get into probably after the next break regarding the global warming and carbon dioxide. Seems that NASA has just released a new study, and it's interesting. NASA satellite data from the years 2000 through 2011. Show that the Earth's atmosphere is allowing far more heat to be released into space than all of these alarmist computer models have predicted. And the study indicates that far less future global warming will occur than the United Nations computer models say would, and it supports prior studies indicating the increases in atmospheric carbon dioxide trap far less heat than what the global warming wackos claim. Isn't that interesting?
Yes, it is very, very interesting. I'm going to let you go, but I wanted to hit on a couple of points.
Okay. Okay.
Jerry Doyle, who broadcasts on the radio and has a book
right.
out, I think it's Has Anybody Seen My Country Lately?
Right, I'm familiar with it.
Something like that. He talks about smoking for the kids.
Uh-huh.
Because the cigarettes are taxed and taxed and taxed, and a lot of that money goes to health issues with children.
Well, yeah.
So he goes on about don't complain. I'm smoking for the kids.
Well,
which is
it's interesting you should bring that up, because at least three states now have backed off their cigarette taxes and reduced them because they found out they'd priced themselves out of the market. People were going to adjacent states and buying their cigarettes, and it had cut their revenues. You know, it amazes me how politicians don't understand economics 101.
Well,
see, there's another aspect. If you know, I have a tendency sometimes to reduce things to being a total jerk, which I like to do. But everybody out there ought to thank smokers, because if as they say, smoking kills people. Look at all the people that are going to die before they can soak up all their Social Security benefits.
That's good, Jim.
You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, all these touchy-feely whack jobs out there ought to run up and thank every smoker they see, you know? Hey, smoke some more. Maybe you'll die sooner.
Oh.
Hey, makes sense to me.
And I'm probably going to be emailing you later this week on something that we'll talk about.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
Thank you, Ronnie. You have a great day.
Thanks, Jim. Bye-bye.
Okay. I want to give this my full attention. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to delay it until after the break. We're going to take a short break here, and we're going to hear some commercial announcements, and then I want to go over and talk to Tim over at Tom and Giggs. So please stay with us. If you'd like to join the conversation, give me a call here at 541-267-2124. I'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a good mechanic? At Tom's Bulldog Automotive, located on Highway 101 in the Bunker Hill area of Coos Bay, they offer dealer quality service and repairs at lower prices. They're locally owned and operated, so you get the personal attention you need. First, they listen to you, then they listen to your vehicle. Their ASE certified technicians perform only the services you ask for. No surprises. If you're looking for trustworthy, top-notch vehicle care, Tom's Bulldog Automotive is the place. They take a bite out of the high cost of vehicle repairs. Call them today at 541-269-0399.
Know a child struggling with math? Most people do. That's why there's a need for Mathnasium. Mathnasium helps kids conquer math, helps them get ahead. A Mathnasium Learning Center can help you get ahead, too. If you'd like to help kids succeed, make a difference in your community, and build a respected, rewarding career for yourself, consider a Mathnasium Franchise Learning Center. The need is growing, so visit Mathnasium.com for more information or call 800-292-1882. 800-292-1882.
When District VP Todd Chrisman stays at La Quinta Inns and Suites,
waffle,
he stops by the Bright Side Breakfast to carpe his diem. And after that bright start, you know what Todd does in his morning meeting?
So, that takes us through Q4. I think we're looking at our
best year ever!
He rocks their world!
I love your pie chart!
Encore!
Free breakfast, free internet. La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
Have you lost money in the stock market due to the negligence of your stockbroker? Want to recover your money? Then 1-800-STOCK-LOSS is the number to call. That's 1-800-STOCK, as in stock market, loss. 1-800-STOCK-LOSS represents clients who place their trust in their stockbroker and suffered losses. 1-800-STOCK-LOSS has successfully recovered substantial settlements for their clients through arbitration. You can recover money lost with your broker through arbitration. This includes mutual funds and IRA accounts. 1-800-STOCK-LOSS will hold your brokerage house responsible for your losses and has a 95% success rate. 1-800-STOCK-LOSS offers a free consultation. Calls are kept strictly confidential. Call 1-800-786-2556. The consultants will receive their fee only after they recover your money. So call 1-800-STOCK-LOSS. Recovery time frame is limited. Call 1-800-STOCK-LOSS now.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-651-1519. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-651-1519. Again, 1-800-651-1519.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. We're going to go right over to Tom and Giggs and talk to Tim over there. Tim, are you with me?
Yes, I am, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing absolutely great. How are you today?
Doing great, man. Above dirt. I'm glad.
Yeah, really.
I had to hear the Jim Bice Show on Monday. I got to make it at least every Monday.
That's right. That's right. You cannot die on Monday. It's not permitted.
Nope. I just want to, the slaughter you're putting on them boys is great, man.
Well,
You're drawing blood. You're cutting them with the throat. And that's what you got to do. You got to cut off the head, baby.
Hey, I speak only the truth.
That's it, man.
Yeah.
Hey, we're doing a lot of good stuff, though. I just did a nice little dual outlet system on a guy's Dodge pickup. Yeah, it's always kind of nice to do some different things to make it look the way you want. And
uh-huh.
You got a lot of different, stainless steel tips and that sort of thing of sizes and shapes and all different lengths and stuff. So you can really kind of make it the way the guy wants it. I don't like that. I don't like that. Oh, I like that. So, it's pretty cool to be able to do that. And, those are things guys like to do, It's when you have to do something. It's
like,
I got to spend money on alignment. But when it comes to a muffler or something, it's going to sound cool, so it's fun. So
Well, you got all that stuff on display so people can get a look at what what the possibilities are, too.
Oh, yeah. Yep, yep. And if we don't have it, you know, it's usually not super popular. We try to have most everything exhaust. That's kind of our deal anyway, is exhaust. And not a lot of places do exhaust systems anymore, or want to, or can, or whatever.
Well, it's kind of complex. You know, I've watched you guys do that, and
it's kind of wild.
Well, you know, you look at some of these exhaust tubes, they come off the exhaust manifold, and they make 47 turns and crooks and jogs and jags. And I tell you the truth, I've watched you do it. I don't know how you do it, but
yeah,
you do.
I guess it's just like a good talk show host. You don't find too many good ones around anymore.
Yeah, do you know any good ones? I don't.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know a couple, but not a whole bunch, but... Anyway, it's good, man. It's nice to know we got good quality folks around here. But, you know, if it's a four-wheel drive, you know, two-wheel drive, you know, we do alignments on all those different vehicles.
Right.
We even have the stuff to, you know, do the alignments on the newer vehicles that have electronic steering control stuff, or we have to go on the computer to actually help get the alignment complete. So we do that as well. It's kind of a neat thing. So, you know, we got a guy that's done it for a long, long time. And, you know, if you got a custom car, you haven't been able to make it drive right, you know, bring it down, we could probably discover it set up correctly or not, and get you where it's going to drive the way you want, so you can actually keep the darn thing in a row. It's actually a lot more enjoyable when it does that, too.
Well, it's safer, and it certainly saves tire wear, too.
Oh, definitely. And, of course, Daddy's back down here. He's He's sweeping. He's doing after the little wreck he had there back the first of the year, and he's motivating again. He actually did a little paint work here the other day. I didn't know he was going to do any more of that, but he shot a new bumper for a guy, so you get that trigger finger going again. His dad did it forever here in town, and I guess it's just in the blood, man. I don't mind spraying them either, but it's kind of fun. But anyway, it's all kinds of good stuff. Give Josh a call, towing, whatever, four-wheel drive stuff, Nerf bars. We got a lot of that stuff in stock. You know, if we don't have it, we can get it overnight. Tires, wheel lifts, you know, all that good stuff. So,
well, it is summer. It's time to dress up your rig and go out and play.
Dress it up, fix it up, transmission flushes, checking your coolants for high pH, you know, acidity.
Right.
You can flush the power steering systems, brake systems. A lot of neat stuff that we can do. Maybe folks don't know we do, so I always kind of forget to mention some of that stuff. But anyway, give us a call out here at Tom and Giggs, 135 South Shoneman in Coos Bay, just one block past the Boom and Y, and the phone number 541-888-4660. And appreciate you. Thanks for all the good info, and keep your feet to the fire, and we'll chat with you.
Hey, thank you. Hey, you gonna come down for tacos tonight?
Well, you know, I don't know. You know, Mom's got pretty good cooking. That's hard to beat.
Okay.
I might surprise you, man.
Well, you know the invitation's always open.
That's it. Well, I appreciate it. It means a lot. I think it's a lot.
Okay.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you, Tim.
You bet.
You have a great day. Okay. That's Tim over Tom and Giggs. You know, he's... my thing is, I've become friends with virtually all of my advertisers, so it isn't just business with them. I know them, I know their families, and I'm kind of picky. I'm in a unique situation. I can pick and choose who advertises on the show here and who advertises on the website. If it's a business that does not give good value to the customer, they can't advertise with me. It's really pretty simple. So, and Tim's one of the good ones. They advertise with me, and they do great work. We're going to go back to the phones here, and we're going to talk to Steve in Bandon. Steve, welcome to the Jim Bice Show.
Thank you, Jim. Talking about advertising and good people, you're known as the man around town and knows what pretty much goes on. My question is, what's happening with the World newspaper not publishing on Friday? Now, before you answer that, I got an idea of what's going on.
Okay.
And that is, their advertising has boomed so much on that newspaper, and the revenues have really soared, that they're sharing that money with their employees and giving them Friday off, so they have a 3-day weekend to spend the money.
Oh, yes. You know, that you're one of the most creative thinkers I've talked to in a long time, Steve.
You mean that's not true? I'm wrong?
Well, let's look at it like this. You know, I'm real sensitive to advertising. I look at all the publications, and I look to see who's advertising. And I pretty much know the costs of advertising from one place to the other. And from what I've been able to tell from the Daily Garbage Can Liner, their revenues have got to be way down. And if you look at the parent company, Lee Enterprises.
Really, yeah.
Their stock is on the verge of being junk. They are way down. Their subscription in the area is down, which is not surprising. You know, it's such a rag. I'm going to give you an example. Okay.
Sure.
Last Tuesday, in the Daily Garbage Can Liner, they had a cartoon that was ridiculing those of us that don't believe in the man-made global warming hoax, right? Actually ridiculing people that don't buy into a lie. And then the very next day, this NASA report came out, and basically, to put it in a nutshell, this NASA report, I've got a whole bunch of stuff here on it in front of me, says that there is no global warming. That all that heat's being radiated into space, that the CO2 content in the atmosphere is so minuscule that it has no impact. And yet the garbage can liner ridicules people that believe the facts, which I would imagine that means they're praising the people that believe lies. Would that be reasonable?
Well, I think the government should start a whole new program to bring that heat back. can resell it.
Well, yeah. Well, no. We don't need to do that. Didn't you know that Obama's going to have all this green energy for us, and it's only going to cost us about 4 or 5 times what traditional energy's worth? I mean, we're going to save the planet.
Let me rephrase the question. What the heck is happening at the world?
They're going down the crapper. They've got a publisher over there that doesn't have a clue about the community or how the community thinks. He hasn't bothered to learn.
He's got a nice smiling face, though.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I can put a smiley face on the butt of my dog. They haven't bothered to learn about local politics. It's just like in Saturday's edition, they had a piece on the assessor's office. And even though there were no out-and-out misstatement of fact in there, they did not explain things. I'll give you a prime example. The current assessor, who, by the way, is a Bob Main appointee, was complaining about the glitches and the problems with the new computer software that the former assessor, Adam Colby, spent $380,000 of taxpayer money to purchase. The way it was worded, it was more or less accusatory that Colby had wasted $380,000 of our money for a program that wasn't working properly. The thing that they did not say that needed to be in there was that the previous software was no longer supported by the manufacturer, and the state required an update to the software to be in compliance with state regulation.
That's kind of important.
Well, I would think so, but of course the Daily Garbage Can Liner never bothers to make that point. You know, that whole article appeared to me was, well, Colby's out, Colby's down, Colby's dead, you know. Let's just put on our golf shoes and stomp on a body a little bit. And is that news? Yeah, and look at the other part is, you know, I keep up pretty much on what's happening local, state, and national. I spend on the average of 6 to 8 hours a day just researching various news services and other sources. And then I read the Daily Garbage Can Liner, and there are so many things that people should know about that they don't even bother to address. Have they addressed the gunrunner thing where the federal government basically sold 2,500 guns illegally to criminals in the Mexican drug cartels? Have they addressed that? Have they addressed the fact that Democrats have not bothered to give us a budget in over 800 days of being in power? Have they addressed any of the lies that the president tells? Have they addressed any of the internal workings of local politics? And the answer to all of that's no. Everything they do is superficial, happy, smiley face, and they do their asinine editorials every now and again. And on those, you can kind of flip a coin. About half the time they're right, about half the time they don't know what the hell they're talking about.
They may be joining the Western World Abandon and the Being Weekly.
Well, probably wouldn't hurt anything. You know, there's nothing that would be lost if they did so.
When will I see a reduction in my subscription rate?
Well, you know, that's another good problem, you know. If you're one of those people that pay semi-annually or annually, and there are quite a few of those, for those people that have already paid, and since they're not going to publish on Friday any longer, are those people going to get a credit or a refund, or are they just going to keep the money and rip you off?
The other thing is that it's probably have a small impact on the economy of the area here, people who sell paper to them and people who sell ink.
Well, now, they get, I think, to the best of my knowledge, I think they get all of that through Lee Enterprises. So it's,
no doubt.
So I think, you know, if they close down, the only real impact of the economy would be the people that are employed over there. And you know, by and large, I know a lot of the people that work there. And they're good people, you know. They got a job. They pay their bills. They're just doing a job. It's the upper echelon, the management, little Clarkie and his team of bobbleheads, that don't have a clue, that are running the thing into the ground, and they're so arrogant and so damn stupid they don't even see why. You know?
I wonder if we'll be seeing a new publisher.
Well, you know, they go through publishers over there, like most of us change socks, so it wouldn't surprise me. That you got to remember, this is the Siberia of Lee Enterprises. When you're too screwed up or too stupid to make it anyplace else, this is where they send you.
But Lee Enterprises and the World Newspaper get a lot of awards.
Well, yeah.
That's something to do.
You gotta remember, these are awards given by other people in the business.
In the business.
You know, these are not awards from people outside in the real world.
Well, that should be another new bracket you just mentioned, the Real World Awards.
Well, yeah, but, you know, the problem is if we had the Real World Award, nobody in mainstream media would qualify.
Oh, you cruel.
I know, I'm horrible, aren't I?
Jim, I'll let you go to pick up what calls are left before the 10 minutes are up.
Okay.
Good talking to you.
Okay, you have a great day.
Thank you.
Do need to take a short break here. During this break, I'm going to give away a gift certificate to the Seabasket Restaurant. That's down in Charleston Boat Basin. It's a certificate for a first mate's dinner. You get four pieces of fresh fish, never frozen, fresh. You get a choice of having it grilled or deep fried. You get French fries, coleslaw, garlic bread, and a cup of their famous clam chowder. Now, this is a huge meal. I can't eat it all. And I'm going to give this away to the fourth caller, caller number four. 541-267-2124. Give us a call beginning right now, and I'll be right back.
Stop by Jim Vick Auto Sales in their new location on the corner of Virginia and Broadway in North Bend. You'll find just the right vehicle at just the right price. They've got a broad selection of quality inspected cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs in every price range. Jim Vick has been in the car business for over 40 years in this area and has served three generations of Bay Area residents. Give Jim a call at 541-808-2400. That's Jim Vick Auto Sales for your next vehicle.
If I can't save you money, I don't deserve your business.
Need tires for your car, truck, RV, travel trailer, or ATV? Far West Tire Factory, located on Highway 101 just north of the Red Lion Motel, has everything you need. They sell all the name brands you're familiar with. Michelin, BF Goodrich, Cooper, Goodyear, Firestone, Uniroyal, Goodrich, ProComp, and Dunlap, and the best bargain on the market today, Kelly Springfield Tires. They're a really good deal on a great tire. Far West Tire Factory also specializes in custom wheels, shocks, brakes, alignments, lube and oil filters, coolant and transmission flushes and tune-ups. Far West Tire Factory is one of almost 200 locally owned and operated tire factory stores in the 10 western states, so they'll serve all of your automotive needs wherever you travel.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome to the Jim Bice Show. We're going to go right back to the phones and talk to Doug in Coos Bay. Doug, thanks for holding. Welcome to the Jim Bice Show.
Well, thank you, Jim. I'm here.
Well, I'm glad you are.
Yeah.
You know, with this phone system here, I never quite know.
if you lose a person or not.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the House vote a few days ago. And I don't understand what's going on back in Washington, D.C.
Neither does anybody else.
Yeah, well, here the House passes a bill which has nothing to do with deficit reduction. It's still a 7% increase on baseline.
Right.
It hardly slows anything down. Yet every Democrat in the House voted no.
Do you know why?
No, I have no idea.
The reason they voted against it on strictly party lines was because it includes a clause in there requiring the Congress to pass a balanced budget amendment and submit that to the states for action.
Within That's, what, 10 years or
No, no,
six
that
months?
It would have to be done immediately.
Oh.
They do not want a balanced budget amendment because that would limit how much money they can spend.
So we go back to the states, and what number do you have to have?
It would take 30, I think it takes 37 states to ratify it.
37, well, Oregon wouldn't vote for it.
Well, now I'll tell you what, Oregon does have a balanced budget.
Agreed, I agree.
You know, 49 states are required by their state constitutions to have a balanced budget.
Wow,
49 states. And yet this bunch
49.
Of crooks in Washington don't want to do the same thing. This is the whole crux of the thing.
You have the House, the Senate saying, read, dead on arrival.
Right.
And so we're getting nothing out of the Senate, and the president doesn't come through with any plan.
Well, no.
What world is going on?
Well, see, this is the thing, Doug, and this is the part that just really irks the heck out of me. We've got the media. All the media does is vilify the Republicans' plans, you know, about, oh, my God, it's going to throw Granny over the cliff, and it's going to penalize the poor people, and, you know, all of the horrible, catastrophic things that will happen under any Republican plan that's been submitted, and yet the Democrats have put nothing on the table. All they have done is demagogue.
Well, you're back to my questioning on the whole point. Is I agree with you on the media wholeheartedly.
Right.
But why is nothing coming from, you know, no plans on the table?
Well, because
this shocks me.
Because everybody is getting set up. Next year's an election year.
That's true.
And everything that they're doing, you got to remember the two jobs of politicians, get elected and get reelected. Everything that's happening right now is geared towards that second job, election year next year. So what's happening, the Democrats are demagoguing everything, appealing to their base of basically the Democrat base is a bunch of leeches and sponges and dependent people who want to penalize those that go out and get off their butt and actually do something. That's who the Democrat base is.
So my a couple people I know don't count then that have good jobs and save money and pay their taxes.
Well, normally those are conservatives. There are some exceptions, but by and large.
There are, aren't there?
By and large. You know, I'm not saying it's 100% because, you know, I know some Republicans that are basic sponges as well. But, you know, generally speaking, the ones who support Democrat principles are the ones who are either sitting there with their hand out or are all touchy-feely and just can't wait for the opportunity to spend somebody else's money.
Well, yeah, we agree there.
Yeah. So what they're doing, the Democrats are demagoguing anything constructive that might come up. in order to appeal to their base. Now, the Republicans, on the other hand, being politicians themselves, are interested in maintaining the status quo. You got to remember, politicians need the cash flow so that they can use our money to buy votes. So they're no different than the Democrats. That's why all of these proposals are nothing more than smoke and mirrors and a scam, because they don't want to actually reduce anything. All they want to do is slow the growth to make it look good. They're basically scamming the people. There are no real cuts in this proposal.
Well, that's what one of my statements was.
Yeah.
7% increase on the...
Yeah, actually, they're according to this proposal, they're claiming $2.8 trillion in cuts, which is a joke, over 10 years, and raising the debt ceiling by $2.4 trillion immediately. Well,
yes. Yeah.
If you add in the additional spending through the growth that they're not stopping, the actual increase over 10 years to the debt ceiling is going to be on the order of $9.8
trillion. The hidden lines.
Yeah, it's this is what our media is not telling the people. The media is basically following party lines, and of course, you know, you've got all these pundits in the media, most of whom I'm surprised they can even balance a checkbook, much less comment on something as complex as our economy. So basically, the people are being led astray. The politicians are continuing their normal practice of lying through their teeth. And every damn one of them, you know, little Peter DeFazio is probably one of the worst inveterate liars that ever made it to Washington. I don't understand for the life of me why people around here still vote for that lying little twit. And then we got Wyden. Wyden tried to make some difference, found out that he wasn't going to make a difference in anything, and has gone over to the dark side. Merkley's been a piece of crap since he was in the state legislature. All he is a tax and spend Democrat. That's all he's ever been. And then look at Wu, you know, that guy ought to be in jail. He's a pervert. But he's gonna come out of the whole thing with $1 million golden parachute that we get to pay for. This is what we've got for politics in America. And we got a press that lies to the people. And then people like me that try to tell people the truth, and people like you that call in that understand we're being lied to, we're the wackos.
Yeah, I figured that lying part out years ago.
Yeah.
You know, I can't even watch television.
I know. Well, I've given up being politically correct. You know, I call a liar a liar.
What do you think is going to come out of this in the next month or two?
Oh, they're gonna reach some sort of tentative agreement to basically placate the people foolish enough to believe it. It's actually going to do nothing but raise our taxes ultimately. The thing is, if you read through the proposal, now I haven't seen any changes that they're likely going to make in the House and the Senate before they vote on it, but as it stands now, what I looked at this morning, they're going to establish this 12-person panel, and they're committing to agree to go along with what the panel recommends. Well, it's leaving us open for as much as $800 billion in new tax increases over the next 2 years.
Right, that's what I saw this morning also.
So, you know, the whole thing's a scam.
Well, we're in a recession. Let's increase taxes. Right.
So, yeah, it's just a scam. That's all it is. And unfortunately, the media's complicit in this and doesn't tell the people what's really happening. And we already know that we can't believe the politicians on either side of the aisle. So where does that leave the people? And my question is, just who is working for the people? Don't we elect these people to represent our interests, Doug?
Well, we're supposed to. That's what they come out and tell us.
You know, then why in the hell are we voting for people over and over and over that continue to screw us? Are we so gullible that we're going to buy into their lies and crap that they come here and campaign on? You know,
it keeps working.
I know, and I'm appalled. Well, maybe it isn't going to work this time around. Maybe the people have wised up to the point that they realize that this is just plain crap. You know, I hate to cut you off, Doug, but we're out of time.
Okay. Hey, thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I appreciate the call. We're out of time. I will be back next week. I want to remind everybody, we're going across the street to the pyramid in the old City Hall building right after the show. We're going to eat tacos for a buck. So come on over and join us. And I will be back next week. Until then, I want you to go out there and you have a great week.
Join us next Monday when you'll hear Jim Bice say,
"Where are my crayons?"